You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters. Welcome to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by Food Matters, and this week in partnership with Conoils. In these podcasts, we explore a huge range of crucial issues and exciting developments in the food industry with brilliant guests drawn from all areas of expertise. I'm Stephen Gates. I'm a TV presenter and writer, specializing in food and science. And this podcast is all about using ingredients to differentiate brands in competitive markets. I'm joined by Michelle Coluccio, International Sales Director at Conoils. Hello, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, very good. So tell us a little bit about Conoils and your particular offering to manufacturers.
Well, Conoils is a food ingredient manufacturer in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, in the United States. We've been in business since about 2007. Our CEO, Stacy Peterson, used to work for Cargill, which is a very large food ingredient company. And the division that she was working for closed. And she was without a job. And her customer base was without product. And she started Conoils to take on that role in the supply chain and grow it from there.
You're based in Big Bend, aren't you? Tell me that there's a Big Bend in a river nearby, Big Bend.
There is.
So can you tell us a bit about your main offering to manufacturers? What is it that Conoils deals in?
We are experts in oils, natural oils that are typically seed or berry derived. To give you some examples, that would be sunflower seed oil or canola seed oil, rapeseed oil. That would be forage oil, even primrose oil, hemp seed oil, those sorts of things. And also on the berry side as well. And what we do is we look at the products that start with that seed or start with that berry and say, what else can this be? We look at the different types of businesses that we deal with in our supply chain, and we tailor ingredients to meet those. So at a very broad scale, we're looking at supporting brands that want to introduce these types of oil products in a wet and dry format. So we sell the bulk oils and we sell oil powders that are a derivative of those oils.
Now, ingredients these days the simple functionality and what they are isn't as important anymore as the story behind it. And the clean label movement is a huge part of what manufacturers are looking for. Tell us a little bit more about that side of things from your point of view, and especially considering things like sustainability, which is what so many manufacturers are looking for now.
To answer the first question on clean label, we knew along our path, we wanted to be able to be first and foremost an organic supplier to the ingredient companies and the ingredient markets out there. And in order for us to be organic certified for these ingredients, the requirement would be that no more than three ingredients could be used. All of them had to be non-GMO. And at least 70% of them had to be organic certified for the National Organic Program here in the United States. So clean label really took us that route. You'll find that the majority of our ingredients fit that criteria quite nicely. What you see on our label is what you get. There's no extra additives or fillers or anything else. It's the pure ingredients themselves. And about 90% of what we offer to the market is plant derived. As far as sustainability goes, we realize that some crops, specifically on the plant side, they're just grown in different parts of the world. Ideally, they're grown in our backyard, but not all of them are. So we hone in on taking these ingredients all the way back to the farms whenever possible in the area that it's naturally grown in as much as possible. In the state of Wisconsin, we have the second largest group of organic farms in the country. And we try, from a sustainability aspect, to take that level of traceability to those local farms whenever possible. We partner with organic farmers who will grow the crop. we take in their yields from the crop, and then we convert those into different types of ingredients.
Now, ingredients, the whole sort of ingredients economy used to be a relatively simple sort of cost-based affair. Are you finding that it's a lot more of a sort of poetic side to it now that's important? You know, the story of ingredients is as important as their function and the cost and the technical application of it. Are manufacturers looking for ingredients with something more than just the functionality?
Absolutely. They want a story that they can make relatable to their client base as well. And they want to be able to show that I understand where this is coming from, and I want to give you the best quality ingredients I can give.
Excellent. Now, having talked about the technical bit being less important, let's get technical. One thing I'm fascinated by is your oil powders. Now, how on earth do you create a powder from oil?
Well, very simply, you take the oil part of the ingredient, you blend it with powders that would be carriers, you create an emulsion, and then you dry it out. And an example of this would be like a coconut powder or an MCT powder or something along those lines. And I also like to use the example so you can picture it in your mind. As you walk through your grocery store, you go through the infant formula section. And in that infant formula section, you see liquid concentrates in cans on the shelf, and you see powders. So the liquid concentrate is actually an oil powder emulsion that allows you to pour that into water and be able to have a ready drink mix for your infant. The powder side is simply an oil powder that's been dried off. That emulsion plus drying equals your oil powder.
A beautiful thing. And what is Conoil's particular innovation in this area? I mean, are there old style ways of achieving this and new style ways?
There definitely are. Spray drying has been used throughout the world for a very long time. And it definitely has its benefits in creating oil powders. It will allow you to do very large scale products affordably. And like anything else, it has its pros and cons. Though it's affordable on one side, it has limitations of oil loads, a maximum of 60 to 65% oil. You are also limited on the types of carriers that you use in that process. And you are also limited to stable oils. So anything like an omega-3 and omega-6 really can't do in a spray-dried process, because that process introduces heat and oxygen, which will degrade the stability of your finished product. Mm. You'll end up getting a shelf life, let's say, of 1 to 6 months. The opportunity that we saw with this type of processing was to figure out a technology that would allow us to not only still do those types of products, take those stable products to an ultra high oil load. And what I'm saying is 80 to 90% oil in that powder and still make it a free flowing powder. And also to address stability. So we could still deliver a really great stable product to the market that'll give them a shelf life of 18 to 36 months, where if they did it through spray drying, they would get maybe 1 to 6 months. So a lot of advances in the types of new processing that we're doing in the market.
And so talk to me about micro encapsulation. It sounds great, but it also sounds quite confusing. What does it mean?
Well, a very simplistic way to think of microencapsulation, I'm not sure if you're familiar with soft gels, but let's take a fish oil soft gel supplement that you buy out in the market. It's in a gelatin case, basically, The outside shell is made of gelatin, glycerin, and water, and the inside is the oil itself, the fish oil. Well, microencapsulation for a powder does the same thing. It will force all of that oil onto the inside of that little particle or that ball, and the outer shell will be water-soluble powder. And that will protect that inner oil from oxidation, air, heat, elements that would cause it to deteriorate.
And which products is, I mean, presumably you can't do this with every oil. Are there specific ingredients that use microencapsulation?
Well, you can use it for every type of oil. So we will use it for, again, the ultra high oil loads. We'll use it for stability sensitive ingredients like omega-3s, and that could be fish oil or DHA algae, EPA DHA algae oils, evening primrose oil. Anything that's rich in omega-3 and omega-6 is definitely great for that type of process. And it is really something that will enable flexibility in what you're trying to achieve on a nutritional basis. So those fats deliver fatty acids that are essential to the body. And the higher you're able to take those oil loads, the more nutritional value you're going to be able to offer the consumer.
So which are Conoil's key products, and what sort of customers are your key customers?
Well, internationally, we've decided that our key customers would be brands. Brands are able to forecast long-term. They're able to offer product development. They want to grow just like we want to grow. They have the ability to be really in tune with their customer base and have a thorough understanding of what the markets that they play in demand. And we can partner with them to be able to do long-term business relationships. We can do what they need today, and we can do what they need to do a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
And what sectors are you really looking at most strongly?
For the most part, the sectors that utilize these oil powders fall in meal replacement brands. So those meal replacement brands are looking to do products in bar applications and beverage applications. The beverage side, they're doing infant, they're doing senior nutrition, they're doing sports nutrition as well. They want ease of delivery to the consumer. They can drink a meal, basically, or eat it through a bar. And the other side would be the supplement industry. The supplement industry for these types of oil powders would be putting these in tablets or two-piece capsules or hard gel capsules. So they could do a different type of oral dosage form.
And I mean, I think my favorite one that you've talked about is borage. It's one of the prettiest flowers. I like snipping off a little bit of borage and dropping it in my G&T, to be honest. But I wondered, do you have any personal favorite ingredients that you work with simply because of the sort of the story behind it, or that's the bit I'm fascinated in, the story that manufacturers can tell. Is there one thing that really sparks your fascination?
Specifically to the UK, borage and EPO are very large scale crops there. They're specialty crops that are grown throughout the country. They deliver omega-6 and omega-9 fatty acid. Omega-6 would be the essential one. And that's what the real true deliverables Conoils brings to the market. To be able to offer those types of products that have stability sensitivity, they have market demand, that have a long-standing presence in your market. And they are the ones that really get us excited to be able to deliver this new technology.
Now, you talk a lot about healthy oil powders in a lot of your work. Can you define for me what that means? What is a healthy oil powder? Are we referring to the omega-3s or is it about the background substance itself?
It kind of all plays together, doesn't it? A healthy oil powder is something that has the intention of delivering nutritionally beneficial compounds to the body. So whether it be the powder side, the powders that you use to create the oil powder, maybe they're a source of protein. Maybe they're a source of vitamins and minerals. And then the oil side of that oil powder, yes, maybe it's a fatty acid that your body needs that it can't produce on its own. Mm. So when we're looking at a healthy oil powder, we don't just look at the oil itself. We look at that whole unit as a whole and say, how many healthy options can we deliver in that single ingredient?
Now, has COVID-19 changed the way that you work and the ingredients that are most in demand? What's shifted, do you think, in your sector?
Well, I think it definitely has changed the way we're marketing ingredients. It's definitely changed the way our customers or the areas of the world that our customers are coming from. These customer bases are highly interested now in stable supply chains that are certified and that can give them long-term support. They recognize the manufacturers in the United States as being a high level of quality from, you know, anywhere from FDA requirements to organic, halal, kosher, GFSI safety, global food safety. Mm. And we have set our business up to meet all of those all along, regardless of COVID. I think on a product side, you would find that more often now, there are companies out there specifically asking for support for immune products or central nervous function, central nervous system functions in some way.
Yeah,
And I think that's not going to change. That's not going to go away.
And if we look at sort of consumer trends over a longer period of time, there's been a growing interest in the provenance of ingredients and the clean food issues. And now the supply chain is really critical for people, for brands to deliver on these. How are Conoils working with partners to meet this demand of the story of the supply chain?
We're evolving, just like many companies are. And we are in a continuous education pattern ourselves to be able to support our customers as they grow and evolve as well. I think the next phase for our supply chain relationships, we audit our supply chains one step backwards minimally, ideally all the way to the crop itself or the animal itself if possible. And we want to be able to offer that type of traceability flowchart, if you will, to our customers in the future. Additionally, we recognize that many of the ingredients that we offer to the market have been in the market for some time, and they are widely studied scientifically. And those types of studies are not always easy to find. And the companies that we work with, the brands themselves, they need that kind of study so they can target their customer base and prove to them that this is something that isn't just, you know, a one-shot kind of thing, that there's been a lot of science put behind it. And the reason why their consumers are interested in it.
What's interesting or even different about the UK market to you?
The UK has been importing oil powders into that market for a very long time. They do a substantial amount of imports every year. the United States has only accounted for less than 5% of those imports coming into the UK. And we found that to be a very appealing market. There's obviously a need there. There aren't any language barriers. We have similar regulatory systems in place, and we're in the process, hopefully, our government is in the process of building a new bilateral trade agreement to support growth. So we don't have to worry so much about tariffs and duties in the future. So it seems like there's a real trend in having healthy products out there in the market, in the UK specifically, and we want to be part of that.
And also in the UK, there's a big public health initiative, which is sort of pushing reduction on sugar in foods, and there are sort of tax implications of that. Are there elements of Conoil's expertise that that can help with those public health strategies?
Going back to the meal replacement brand target customer, these are brands that typically are looking at ketogenic, they're looking at low sugar or no sugar, they're looking for healthy carbs that translate into dietary fiber versus sugar. And you will find with all of our ingredients that we deliver on those every time.
So just in conclusion, if you can sum up really, what's the plan in relation to the UK market for Conoils? What are you hoping and expecting to happen?
We do a small amount of business in the UK right now, and we want to have a bigger market presence. If the US manufacturers out there are currently only delivering less than 5% of those key ingredients that we know are healthy and beneficial in that market, we want to be able to have a more significant market share. And at the same time, we want to be able to help smaller brands grow and maybe mid-sized to larger brands introduce new ways to deliver something that is nutritionally sound and has long-term benefits for their customer base.
Fantastic. You've been listening to the Table Talk podcast brought to you by Food Matters and this week in partnership with Conoils. And you heard from Michelle Coluccio, International Sales Director at Conoils, and me, Stefan Gates. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the food industry, from salmon farm sustainability to gut microbiome analysis. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, take a look at foodmatters.co.uk. Goodbye. You've been listening to the Table Talk podcast brought to you by Food Matters. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, please visit foodmatters.co.uk.